You're listening to SBS News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has thanked the European Union for banning nearly all oil from Russia. Mr. Zelensky says that the EU's decision to cut the bulk of Russian oil imports means that Russia won't be able to spend tens of billions of euros to finance terror.
European countries have agreed to significantly restrict oil imports from Russia, and I am grateful to everyone who worked to reach this agreement. The practical result is minus tens of billions of euros, which Russia will now be unable to use to finance terror. But it is also important to understand that the European countries' refusal of Russian oil and other fossil fuels will accelerate the transition to renewable energy sources.
He added that Ukraine will be pressing for more sanctions, saying that there should be no significant economic ties left between the free world and Russia. Mr. Zelensky also denounced Tuesday's Russian airstrike on the city of Severodonetsk that led to the release of toxic nitric acid fumes as sheer madness.
The situation in the Donbas area is extremely difficult. Severodonetsk, Lysychansk, Kurakhovo are now in the epicenter of the fighting. Given the presence of a large chemical plant in Severodonetsk, the strikes of Russian army there, including a blind air bombing, are madness. There is some success in the Kherson direction, just as with our advance in Kharkiv region. Ukrainian armed forces are containing the pressure of the occupiers in the Zaporizhia region. The key directions is Hulaipole and Orykhov.
The Ukrainian president emphasized that the Ukrainian military would fight to restore its territorial integrity, but would not rush its action and try to avoid unnecessary losses. The Biden administration will give details on potential new security assistance for Ukraine before too long, State Department spokesperson Ned Price says.
We have provided our Ukrainian partners with some $3.8 billion in security assistance, well over $4 billion during the course of this administration. And now that we have significant additional financial resources for security assistance, I imagine you will be hearing from us before too long about additional security assistance, as those conversations with senior levels of the Ukrainian government have been ongoing.
Washington also remains concerned over Russian attempts to institutionalize its control over Ukrainian territory it has seized, including the city of Kherson, Mr. Price added.
As we approach the 100th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, we remain concerned about steps Russia is taking to attempt to institutionalize control over sovereign Ukrainian territory, particularly in Ukraine's Kherson region. The Kremlin is probably weighing a few approaches, from recognizing a so-called People's Republic, as Russia forcibly did in Donetsk and Luhansk, to an attempted annexation, just as Russia did in Crimea.
This comes as a senior UN official said he had constructive discussions in Moscow with Russian First Deputy Prime Minister Andrei Belousov on facilitating Russian grain and fertilizer exports to global markets, UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says.
Just to confirm that Rebecca Greenspan was in Moscow yesterday at the request and on behalf of the Secretary General. The objective of her discussions, as we've said, is focused on facilitating Russian grain and fertilizers to global markets, with the key aim of addressing the growing global food insecurity. And Sudan just being one example that we flagged today. She had constructive discussions with the deputy prime minister, the first deputy prime minister, if I'm not mistaken, Andrei Belousov.
Meanwhile, New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is in the United States, where she met with President Joe Biden to discuss various matters of mutual interest, including the war in Ukraine. Ms. Ardern says that despite her nation being in the Southern Hemisphere, New Zealand is significantly interested in developments in Ukraine.
I took the opportunity to thank President Biden and the United States for their leadership on the issue of Ukraine. Now, many people would assume that New Zealand, being at the bottom of the world, may not take such a significant interest in the conflict there. We do. As a nation that is absolutely focused on the rules and norms being upheld and of the territorial sovereignty of a nation being preserved, we absolutely have a strong interest in what is happening to the people of Ukraine.
Meanwhile, a Ukrainian court has sentenced two captured Russian soldiers to 11 and a half years in jail on Tuesday for shelling a town in eastern Ukraine, the second war crimes verdict since the start of Russia's invasion in February. Alexander Bobykin and Alexander Ivanov, who listened to the verdict standing in a reinforced glass box at the Kotlovska District Court in central Ukraine, both pleaded guilty last week. Prosecutors had asked the court to jail the Russian servicemen for 12 years, while the defense asked for leniency, saying the two soldiers had been following orders and repented. Ukraine says it has identified more than 15,000 cases of alleged war crimes, with prosecutions being prepared against hundreds of suspects. Ukrainian Prosecutor General Irina Venediktova says the alleged crimes include sexual offenses committed by Russian soldiers against women, children, men, and the elderly, and the alleged suspects include politicians and top military officials. Ms. Venediktova says what's happening in Ukraine is not just an armed conflict, but an aggressive and brutal war against civilians, and it's important to seek justice.
They who speak about justice, when we will have all evidences and when we will be ready to go to court, we will go to court with such cases, even if we don't have criminals physically in custody.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.